Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Cyclones head football coach Bryce Payton after their tough 26-20 loss against a very good Centralia team. And coach, I mean, you guys played very well in this one.
Yeah. Yes, we did. And, you know, I was happy with the way our kids played and battled the entire game. And, you know, it's just one of those games that would be fun to be standing on the sidelines watching, and such a good game back and forth, and seemed like each team just kind of jockeyed for position each and every score.
Absolutely. Your guys' ground game worked very well with Elijah Moore averaging almost 10 yards a carry. He had 114 yards, a touchdown, and Percy as well. He had 15 carries for 61 yards and a score as well. Passing game was a little up and down. In terms of your guys' overall offensive performance, though, how would you rate it?
Obviously, you know, our passing game has struggled the last couple of weeks, but we dove in a little bit on film and looked and see. It starts with protection, and then it starts with easy reads for our quarterback, and then running good routes and catching the ball. And a lot of them, you know, we had a couple plays where they just came and made great plays. And the Becker kid really good in the secondary, and, you know, he made a couple really good plays, and we had a couple unfortunate bounces on one of the interceptions, and so that just it looks a lot worse than actually what it was, but that's something that we're addressing this week for sure.
Yeah, despite that, you guys still put up 20 points. That's the most points that Centralia has allowed this entire season. So overall, would you say that your offense is coming off riding high a little bit?
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of it is we have a couple freshmen up front that are figuring it out a little bit, you know, and understanding what other teams have been trying to do to them on the offensive side of the football, you know, playing last couple of weeks in an Onega team that is kind of run heavy on us, and then with Sabetha and then Centralia, and I think that they're starting to see how to block and what they have to do to block and open up holes for our guys, and I think they're slowly figuring that out, and along with a couple other guys, and yeah, overall, I thought we were, you know, our rushing attack was great, and it's doing exactly what we needed them to do.
Absolutely. We're going to take a small break. We'll come back with Coach Payton in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton, ahead of their matchup at Troy. Coach, I mean, this is a very good Trojans team. I mean, this is the third week in a row you guys have played a very good team.
Right. You know, I've got a lot of respect for Derek. You know, good family friend, and you know, I've watched him, you know, utilize some very good players in the past, and he's very creative with how he gets his guys the football in certain formations and motions and stuff, and that makes it really tough to defend. And we all know that Reagan has done a much better job than I think anybody would have thought that he would be doing this year, and he's throwing the ball well, and they've got some guys on the outside that can catch, and Norris and a couple others, and you know, they're just a good team, and you know, senior led, you know, that's benefited them to this point.
Yeah, this is your third straight game against a ranked opponent. Did you think that it was going to be like this down the stretch? I mean, this is a three game stretch where the combined records are 19-1.
Yeah, you know, looking at the season, there was a lot of unknowns for us on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, not returning a bunch, only having two seniors. So it's really hard to kind of look at the schedule and be like, oh yeah, we should win this one. This one will be tough. But you know, our goal, especially in districts, was to kind of put ourselves in position early on in the district, kind of like we did, you know, start 2-0, and then using the Sabetha game just to take a step back and try to work on some things that we can work on ourselves, and then, you know, put yourself in a position against Centralia and Troy and kind of lay it out on the table and see what you got and hopefully fight for some seeding, and that's exactly where we are and what we've done to this point.
And, Coach, here real quickly, talking about you guys' chances here to host a playoff game, how big would that be with the win this Friday?
You know, I think it's huge. I think it's good for our community. I think it's good for our students. I think it's good for our athletes that they're able to do that. You know, home field, we played really well on our home field, you know, except for the Sebessa game. But that's important to us, and that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for a home game. You know, we had one 4 years ago in my first year and ended up losing in the first round of the playoffs against Southeast Saline. We're excited, and I hope the kids are ready to battle it out for Friday.
Great to hear. Coach, thank you so much for your time today and the season as well. Best of luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentists.